This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, September 23rd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Trade talks taking place all over. Southwest farmers struggling, Fed survey finds, and USDA attorney fired after Kirk Kelly. Trade talks everywhere. President Donald Trump addresses the UN General Assembly today for the first time in his second term as senior administration officials fan out for high-level trade and economic discussions. The president will meet with several heads of state at the event in New York, including Argentina's Javier Milei. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent will also be there and will accompany the president in his Milei meeting, he said on X. Meanwhile, U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer goes to Malaysia today. He'll attend a gathering of Southeast Asia economic ministers. South Korea's government says Trade Minister Yahan Ku will meet with Greer during the visit. Take note, India's Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal was in Washington yesterday for high-level talks that, according to the Indian media, the news raised hopes among trade watchers for a thaw in the India-U.S. trade relations, which have soured in recent weeks after Trump singled out India for buying Russian oil. There's a reason to be hopeful again, former U.S. trade negotiator Mark Linscott said in a LinkedIn post, adding, "This is a good development." Shipping groups ask Fed regulator to reaffirm authority over rail matters. Rail shipper groups want the Surface Transportation Board to clarify its jurisdiction over rail issues. They warn that national uniformity is being eroded across the country by local authorities. In a letter, the group say Congress intended for the STB to have exclusive jurisdiction over rail transportation and infrastructure through the Interstate Commerce Commission Termination Act of 1995. But they say STB guidance is needed to ensure that local governments do not misunderstand or misapply the law. Without clear guidance from the board on how and when ICCTA preempts sale, local, and even other federal laws, projects are delayed, litigation is often required, and uncertainty is injected into operational and growth planning, the letter said. This uncertainty and inconsistency hurts not only railroads, but all American businesses that rely on rail. The groups include the National Grain and Feed Association, the American Chemistry Council, and the Association of American Railroads. Texas, Louisiana, and New Mexico farmers struggling, Fed survey finds. Many farmers in Texas, northern Louisiana, and southern New Mexico have a significant carryover debt and will struggle without government financial assistance, that according to bankers in the Fed Reserve 11th District. Summer weather has been great, bankers say, but even decent yields won't help growers much because of low commodity prices. Farmers will struggle to prepare the 2026 season budgets with continued increase in costs, weak commodity futures, and carrying costs of this year's crop, one banker told the district for its latest quarterly survey. Ranchers, on the other hand, are benefiting from record-high cattle prices. Loan renewals or extensions continue to rise, a summary of the survey says. The rate of loan repayment declined very slightly and appears to be headed toward stabilization. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Edge says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. USDA attorney who tweeted about Kirk assassination loses job. A USDA attorney has been fired after reposting what some people saw as a celebratory tweet after conservative activist Charlie Kirk was assassinated. Ashley Jameson, who had been in the office of general counsel for 19 months, said on X she was fired yesterday morning. In a brief online exchange with AgriPulse, she said officials did not cite the reposted tweet, but used performance during probationary period as the reason. Asked whether she planned to fight her dismissal, she said, "I will be exploring all options." On September 10th, the day Kirk was killed, Jameson retweeted a post on X featuring a picture of a woman who appears to be celebrating, along with the text, "One down, plenty more to go," Jameson said on X Monday. She had not made light of Kirk's death. Two X account holders revealed Jameson's workplace, which elicited a tweet from Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins responding to a Libs of TikTok tweet that said Jameson would most likely be fired. Rollins wrote, "Most likely equals for sure." The supremacists allege that I spoke ill of the Turning Point USA founder that was murdered, Jameson wrote Monday on X, which is just another instance of the fake news and falsehoods that's perpetuated on the right. Hunger groups seek reinstatement of food security survey. Anti-hunger groups want USDA to reconsider its decision to stop issuing reports on U.S. household food security. Food Research and Action Center, or FRAC, called the decision short-sighted. "This research is pivotal, and without it, we cannot evaluate whether policies are effective or responsive to community needs or document the impact of harmful policy decisions, such as recent historic cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program," the group said in a news release. "Eliminating data collection strips away the evidence that proves these programs work, where investment is needed, and who's being left out," FRAC said. Karen Ahrens, U.S. policy manager at the Alliance to End Hunger, told AgriPulse that the group plans to, quote, "provide evidence to the administration along with a request to consider its ill-advised decision." USDA has had the expertise and infrastructure to carry out this important survey, and we feel it is critically important that it be continued. USDA says the U.S. Household Food Security Report is rife with inaccuracies, but has not provided examples. USDA to hold a referendum over mango checkoff. The mango industry will get a vote on whether to continue the crops checkoff program next month. USDA yesterday announced a referendum on whether to continue the mango promotion research and information program. The mail-in vote will happen from October 22nd through November 12th. Handlers who receive 500,000 or more pounds of fresh mangoes can vote, along with importers who bring 500,000 or more pounds of mangoes into the U.S. Here's today's final word. The administration completely understands the anxiety of farmers. We're very much aware of this issue, and it has been a part of the trade team's discussions with their Chinese counterparts. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, when asked about trade assistance to farmers during her weekly press briefing yesterday, "I can fully assure you the entire National Economic Council in this building, as well as our Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins, have been talking to the trade team about this. There's been many meetings on this, and they are on the ball," Leavitt continued. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, September 23rd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.